We continue our scripture reading in the book of Hebrews, coming to the last chapter, chapter 13, and we will read verses 1 to 16. Using your pew Bible, you'll find this on page number 1286. Now, as you often get in final chapters of epistle, there's a lot of miscellaneous advice. It's actually very valuable. Some important statements are made. He urges them to hospitality, very important then and now. He urges them to honor marriage and to keep it undefiled. That's a message we greatly need today. He argues against sexual immorality, against greed. He urges them to remember their leaders, particularly those who spoke the word of God. His point is, as a young believer, you grow in part by following the example of leaders in the faith. Now, beginning in verse 10, he makes a statement that may need some explanation. Remember, these are Jewish Christians who have been rejected. They've been kicked out of the synagogue. They're no longer able to participate in the life of the temple and its sacrifices and priesthood. And one of the arguments made against them is, you all don't even have any sacrifices. You have no altar. How can this be a good religion? He says in verse 10, we have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. And he's talking about the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he urges them, what we greatly need to be urged today, to be willing to suffer reproach for Christianity, for Jesus, for the gospel, for the word of God. We live in a time when many Christians believe that accommodation is the way to go. It is a failed strategy in the end. We're not trying to alienate people. Jesus alienates them. And he makes the point that, you know, of all the sacrifices in the Old Testament system, the atoning sacrifice was burned outside the camp. And he says, let us go outside the camp to Jesus. Let us bear his reproach. If we have to be unpopular, we don't want to be unpopular, but if that's what it means, then we go there with Jesus. We do not compromise the gospel or the word of God, but we bear the reproach outside the camp. Now, a couple of statements he makes are particularly important. He says in verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, that's actually not a theological statement. It's true. Jesus being eternally God is the same. His point is that Christianity works the same way in every generation. That's why you can follow your leaders and it will work. You look at the way Christians lived 500 years ago and 200 years ago and 5 years ago, and you see the biblical practice of Christianity. It never changes. Not fundamentally. Why? Because Jesus is the same. He is enthroned on high. And so innovation is not the word of the day. We're not trying to follow the fads. What a great thing it is. I believe that if the founders of this church in 1892 were to stroll in, they would recognize this as the same church they founded. And the worship would be Christian worship, distinctively Christian worship, and it would be the doctrines they have believed. Christianity does not change with the times. Any attempt to change Christianity with the times is a violation of the gospel. And then he says, I'm actually going to quote this in my sermon, he makes a great statement about how can we live a radically Christian life? Don't we have things to fear? Yes, but the Lord has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if the Lord is my helper, what shall I fear? What can man do to me? Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Hebrews 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you are also in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear, what can man do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.